I'm Paul Lancour with PodTech.net, and with me on the line right now, Kevin McClafferty. He's a senior manager with Bearing Point. Kevin, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
And today we're talking about re-engineering the commercial lending process, and I think we want to start by defining our terms, so perhaps you could let us know what we mean when we say re-engineering the commercial lending process.
Well, it's a pretty broad term, but I think when most people hear that, they think about the commercial lending credit processes, and that can be account acquisition, really everything past the sales process. So it's the structuring of the deal, it's the deal routing, it's the underwriting, it's the adjudication, and it even includes account management, which would be renewals and extensions of the credit products. And that could include loans as well as leasing. When we talk about the re-engineering of that process, we're really thinking about how we can make that process better. And making that process better, we're looking at efficiency, we're looking at effectiveness. We think about effectiveness, we think about the ability to control the process, the transparency into the process, and the flexibility of the process.
Now, while efficiency and effectiveness are always important, why right now is this particularly important to be examining the re-engineering process?
Well, I think most people have heard, in fact, hear every day about the mortgage crisis. But the mortgage crisis, I think, is just one of the symptoms, I think, of what's happening today in the credit markets. It's affecting the consumer, and it's affecting commercial credit as well. So what we're seeing now for medium, small, and even large businesses is a lot of tightening of the credit environment. So there's less credit available for businesses. And that's a result of the increased risk for lenders in providing capital to businesses for growth just because of the economy. And so what banks have to do and what financial institutions have to do is to be, one, more careful in the way that they select and underwrite their customers. And they have to be much more careful in where they expend their critical capital. So there's not a lot of capital in the marketplace today for lending. And so they have to be very selective in who they lend to. And there is increased pressure as well in reducing costs. So when the volumes go down for these lenders, they have to cut their costs because their revenues are down. And so they have to make better decisions, and they have to make better decisions more quickly and more inexpensively. And on top of that, with the increased risk, they have to be that much more diligent.
And so you've touched on this a little bit in terms of efficiency, effectiveness, better use of limited capital. I'm wondering if you could outline a little more what the benefits of re-engineering the commercial lending process might be.
Well, some of the things we've seen over the years have been a consolidation. I think this has probably occurred over the past 20 years in financial services in the U.S. So we see a lot of the super regional banks merging, and even some of the largest banks merging to create some of the largest financial institutions in the world now. And in doing so, a big motivator for that is to take out cost, increase efficiency. And by merging these operations, they're looking to do just that. So when we're looking at re-engineering the process, we're taking a bunch of very different processes that have been utilized by financial institutions prior to mergers. And now one of the motivations to take out cost can only be gained if there is a consolidation and a standardization of the processes. So cost takeout is definitely one of the primary motivators. As I said before, I think another one is the control and transparency of the credit process. Along with the market pressures, there are also regulatory pressures that drive this. So I think a lot of folks have heard quite a bit about Basel II. In the U.S., the implementation of Basel II has been a little bit delayed. However, the largest financial institutions have had to put in a number of controls in their credit processes to be able to comply with Basel II, however, also with another regulation called SR 9918, which requires banks to have a capital allocation methodology that's based upon risk assessment. So between the market, the demand for increasing efficiency, and the regulatory pressures, there's a lot of motivation for financial institutions to re-engineer their credit processes to be more efficient and to be more accurate.
So what should a lending institution do? How would you counsel someone who came to you and asked what the primary steps to re-engineering are?
I think the first step has to be to create a vision, to have a strategy. And most institutions look at their credit processes and the number of different platforms and systems that they have and understand that their processes are broken. However, it's a huge undertaking to enter into a redevelopment of your processes. As you might understand, it's a little bit like changing the tires on the car while it's driving, and that the institutions have to be careful not to impact their business in implementing these changes. And these systems are the lifeblood of most financial institutions. So it's critical that they go into this with their eyes wide open and understand what it is they're undertaking. So the development of a strategy or a vision, and that would include some of the key stakeholders within the organization. So really it would be about getting those key stakeholders. That would be risk management, so the chief lending or chief risk officer, the CFO, the line of business presidents, and the CEO to all agree that, one, that there is an issue, two, that they're willing to invest in resolving it. I think a big part of this is, like I said, it's making everybody aware as to the magnitude of the issue and the potential solutions, as well as to create a business case. I think the business case can help everybody rally around the solution to understand what the benefits might be. So I think the first step would be creating that vision, making sure everybody understands what it is that you're doing, and then making sure everybody understands exactly why you're doing it. So it's the impact to reducing costs, the impact to reducing risks, and that would be operational risk, credit risk, and reputation risk, and then the opportunity to potentially increase revenues through the ability to have more flexibility to introduce new products, the ability to streamline the credit process so that you can get credit decisions out to your customers more quickly. So those things combined then can create the motivation and the information that the institution would need to be able to kick off a project like this. And most institutions don't have the resources to be able to do this on their own. There are a number of things that have to be thought about in this, and not including just the technology, but also change management. And change management and changing the culture within a lot of the financial institutions is a very big part of the effort. Going from a manual process to a somewhat automated process is a big change, and it requires a lot of, I won't say hand-holding, but a lot of education within a lot of the institutions to make sure that they understand what it is they're gaining by automating the processes. I think that a lot of people like to have paper. A lot of people like to have and touch and write on paper. But when you look at the inefficiencies associated with that, it just doesn't make sense. So as well as the visibility or the transparency of these manual and paper processes. So there's a big change management piece to this that shouldn't be overlooked.
And so what are some of the common mistakes that people make when undertaking this kind of reengineering?
Well, I think one of the first mistakes is underestimating the change management piece. I think understanding the cultural impact to making a change like this within an institution. And as I said before, I think a lot of these institutions are a conglomeration of a number of acquisitions. And so they even within one institution don't have a common culture or a common process for the way they want to underwrite credit. And so getting everybody aligned, getting everybody on the same page to be able to consolidate some of these processes is a very difficult task. And it's something that has to be worked from the top down. So you have to have the buy-in from the highest level of management within the institution in order for this to work. So I think it's developing a strategy. The institutions have to have this strategy. And if this is something that is developed by one of the lines of business, this usually doesn't work very well. I think sometimes the institutions go into efforts like this without a full understanding of the magnitude of an endeavor like this, and that they don't do the business case, they don't develop the strategy vision going in, so that they are quickly discouraged by the enormity of the effort. So I think some institutions don't go in with a real understanding of how important and how critical and how large of an effort this is. Another one of the common mistakes that many financial institutions make is not selecting the right technology. And as you can imagine, there are many technology options out there for institutions to automate workflow. But when you start to think about the potential complexity of commercial lending as opposed to something as simple as potentially credit card adjudication, you realize that there is a lot more complexity. The products are a lot more complicated, and you require a more flexible platform. And additionally to that, it's the integration points. And so the technology is critical to this. What you don't want to do is to create a system that at the time it goes live is already out of date and can't keep up with the demands, either volume or flexibility. So I think that the selection of the platform is critical. And I think that, you know, some institutions we've seen have developed their risk rating models in Excel, which I think is easy for people to understand and easy to set up, but not very good in production. We've seen other applications in Lotus Notes and other applications that may not be scalable for some of the institutions that we deal with. So I think those are primarily the issues and risks that a lot of the institutions are dealing with in this.
Great. Well, Kevin, I think that's a pretty good summary for our listeners of what it means to re-engineer the commercial lending process, and I appreciate you taking the time out today to explain that to us.
Well, thank you.
Kevin McLafferty is Senior Manager with Bearing Point.